Our first reading is on page 1132. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, and then we move on to verses 6 to 8. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6 to 8. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
The second reading can be found on 1071 of your pew Bibles. John 6, verses 51 to 58. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply amongst themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you can eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Andy and Julie, for those readings. Let's just pray, if we may. Father, we ask that you would speak through my words and speak to our hearts today. Let your word sink deep into the soil of our hearts. For Christ's sake, amen. Well, on Wednesday this week, our network group, our little small Bible study and prayer group, we looked at the Romans course, and we were on session 4 of the Romans course. And they thought it was really good, really good session. So my group commented, why haven't we heard sermons about this? So here it comes. The teaching in session 4 focused on peace and assurance. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says this, that Andy read to us, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Well, the session began to look at that. Peace with God. Well, it means that God is not your enemy. God is on your side. And I think that's got to be good news. If someone asks you about the gospel, the Christian good news, what is the Christian message? I think the simplest good news is this. God loves you. Jesus loves you. It's a very simple message, isn't it? How much does he love you? Well, this much. Jesus died for you on the cross. The trouble is, Andrew Ollerton was saying in the session, the trouble is for many people, life seems like a moral examination. Only at the end will we actually find out whether we've passed or failed, right? Wrong, says St. Paul. St. Paul says you can know right now that you are loved and accepted by God. And that's what this verse is saying, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Those first three words, we have peace. It's past tense, isn't it? It's a done deal. It's happened. It's secure. 100%. And how did that happen? How did that come about? Well, he says, through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, on the cross, Jesus died for you and for me. And as he died, he bridged the gap between God and humankind. In our second reading that Julie kindly read to us from John chapter 6, Jesus is teaching this to his followers. He said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about communion and how as we eat bread and drink wine, as we think of Jesus, as we remember Jesus, his death for you and for me, as we give thanks, we receive bread and wine and we receive the body and blood of Christ into our souls. Jesus went on, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Or as St. Paul puts it, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a done deal. In the session, Andrew Ollerton showed a chart and he asked where you would place yourself. Would you be plagued by doubt or would you be fully assured? And Sue's going to kindly put the chart up on the screen here. I don't know, it's not very visible, is it? But you can see him showing a chart from one at the bottom, plagued by doubt, not really sure if God likes me or not, up at the top, fully assured that I have peace with God. And he asked, where would you place yourself on that scale, if you like? Do you find yourself wondering, not sure, doubting, or do you find yourself secure in the knowledge that Jesus has died for you? It's a useful little image, isn't it? And on the video, Andrew Ollerton also spoke about ways in which we can be judged by God. And he showed two books. There was one book that had Adam on the front, and one book that had Christ on the front. And he said, we can be judged in one of two ways. And if I sort of take an image of a person and put it inside the book labelled Adam, then that signifies us being judged by God according to our sinful human nature. And of course, everything that happens to this book also happens to the person, the figure inside the book. So we're judged according to Adam's human nature with all its failings, judged against God's perfect standards. That would cause doubt and concern and anxiety. But if I take the little image of the person and put him into the other book, transfer him to being in Christ, as the New Testament puts it, then everything that happened to Christ, his death, to sin and his resurrection to eternal life has happened also to us if we are in Christ. And so we're judged by God according to this front cover. The cover of Christ, and his status also becomes yours and mine. So that was Andrew's image, if you like, that since we are justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you can see that the group that met on Wednesday was very moved by that, that this is quite an important thing for us to grasp, that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that isn't arrogance to say that, because it's nothing that we've done. It's everything that Christ has done for us. Let me close with a prayer and pray that we would become convinced and assured of this by hour and day by day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Christ's death on the cross and how it brings us peace and assurance of salvation. We pray that each of us would know this in our hearts and give thanks for all that you've done for us and for our salvation.